My name is Mike Haynes, and I am the Director of Instructional Services at the Charlevoix-Emmett Intermediate School District. It is my pleasure to be talking with Lauren Ringel, Regional Implementation Team and Multi-Tiered Systems of Support Coordinator. Lauren, thanks for having this conversation with me.
Yeah, great to be back. Thanks, Mike.
So this is the second episode in a series in which we're talking about systems. In the first episode, we spoke about systems in general and the way systems thinking can make a difference when it comes to school and student success. Today, we're talking about what's occurring at the ISD with our regional implementation team. So can you talk about who that involves and what the team's purpose is?
Sure. The regional implementation team currently consists of many people across lots of different departments within our ISD, each bringing in a unique skill set and strengths, and also different experiences. Our purpose really is to build first internal ISD capacity and structures that will help us streamline the way we do business. Once we have those in place pretty firmly, we want to make sure that we've done the work that we would be partnering in districts with. It's really important that we roll up our shirt sleeves and do the work before we ask a district to do that very same thing.
Sure. So why is having a team important to this work?
So really, if you think about things that have existed in the past, sometimes they can live and die with one person. Really making sure that we could create sustainability and also be inclusive of diverse ideas, thinking, different opinions and experiences that can really strengthen the systems that we're working on.
So in your opinion, what have you and the team learned as a part of this process so far?
Yeah, this has been like the biggest thing that I've learned is it really brings to life that old cliche of go slow to go fast, and that it's very intentional work, and it also is this concept that people, it's never done, and which can be really, really tricky for some people. So as we're kind of getting into the work, it's going to be a while before we really see the fruits of our labor, the systemic outcomes.
Sure. So have there been any challenges?
Change can be hard, Mike. I read somewhere that to some, change is loss. As we think about how we're shifting the way we work as an organization, just keeping that in mind is really important. It really struck a chord with me. Because we're asking people to change processes, to do things a different way. So we need to be really mindful, allowing each other grace as we figure out what systems and processes are going to look like and be used. And just giving ourselves, like I said, that grace that this is new to us. This is new to our organization.
It's great to acknowledge that. So I appreciate you saying that. Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
Just that I'm grateful for the opportunity to talk about the great team that we have. We have a really intellectual, amazing team. We have great conversations. It's it's really interesting and exciting work.
Sure. Well, Lauren, it's been a pleasure talking with you about systems and specifically the regional implementation team. Thank you for your leadership and for having this conversation.
Absolutely. Thanks again, Mike.